Uncle Jeff. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Another day in paradise, Mr. Green. What can I say? There you go. There you go.
Breathing.
You know what? One thing I say. I mean, we work. You know, we woke up this morning. That's already a plus. I know there's many across the world didn't have that luxury today.
Unfortunately, yes.
You know, so you're absolutely correct. So I'm going to try to be pretty direct and brief with you here. You know, it sounds like you've been around the park a few times. You know how Google works, you know, so I will spare you of any sales pitch, Chuck, and just be very direct with you. I hope you're okay with that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so.
Operate that way, my.
Gotcha. Understood. So what we would propose is to put you on Google's first page, because you are on Google already, Chuck. Just so you know, I did a little bit of research while you were talking to Tara. The company is already on Google, but there's no traction created, right? So you're not getting the customers. You're not getting the phone calls. And the reason this happens is because the company is buried, right, on Google. So anytime somebody is looking for, you know, a bath, a shower remodel, you know, acrylic walls or so forth, Revelation Remodel is not popping up as one of those top recommended options. So what we would do is that we would put you on that first page as a top recommended option on the first page of Google. Okay. Now, you have a website for the business already, Mr. Green, or not?
Yeah, that's revelationremodel.com.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I just wanted to confirm that was you. Okay, because you already have the website, we can actually get that right up there on the first page of Google, because it's also not showing there, right? So having a website, people think that just because having a website, it's going to, you know, do miracles or anything of that nature. It doesn't work that way if it's not being viewed by the people that are looking for the services that you provide, Mr. Green, if that makes sense. Right. So
right now
it's almost like if you have your website, or, you know, it's almost like having a billboard out in the middle of the desert. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be viewed by anyone opposed to having that same billboard in the middle of the freeway, if that makes any sense. So
yes. We
would put your website in front of customers that are actively looking to do remodeling or any of the services that you provide. They're going to look at that website, and that's also going to create traffic for you. Okay. Now, let me just be very direct with you and straight to the point. Are you in a position right now, Mr. Green, where if you were to start getting calls from the Google platform, are you able to handle more business? Can you take on new customers right now?
I can handle about 8 showers a month.
8 showers a month. Okay.
2 showers a week.
So, okay. Perfect. 8 a month. Okay. Seems pretty fair. Yeah. It seems pretty fair. Okay. Do you have any visibility on any social media, Chuck, by any chance?
I've been told that I do, but I don't know for sure. I'm not a technology person, so I don't get on, Facebook. I don't get on Twitter. I don't get on Instagram. I don't get on Snapchat. I don't get on nothing.
Well, it sounds like you know all of them, though.
I pay attention to life. That's where I've gotten so far. So, but,
yeah, you, you mentioned that pretty darn quick. You mentioned all of those.
Surprised to myself.
You forgot only one. I got to tell you, you only forgot one, and that was TikTok. But you mentioned all of them except TikTok, which is pretty solid. It tells me that,
okay.
You know, we're definitely in a different world. I mean, myself, I'm a little older. And I go back to the days where the yellow pages and the white pages and the payphones were the way to go. You know, I remember walking out to the car, and you'd have a little flyer stuck to the windshield And that was the way people would promote, or you would open your door, and on your screen door, you have a flyer on there. You know, and I gotta tell you, those days are long gone.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately.
But anyhow, the reason I'm asking this is that Google is associated with Facebook, so we would handle also listing the company, Chuck, on Facebook for you, okay? We would help you build a business profile on Facebook, and then we would run ads on there for you, and that's already included, so you don't have to worry about that. And then the last platform that's associated with Google that we would list you on is Apple, okay? Apple is also associated with Google. That's for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches. You would also be listed through Apple Maps. But let me be frank with you, Chuck. The real golden ticket here is the first page of Google and that website being put on that first page as well. I mean, that's where you'll see the game changer. You know, the other guys that do what you do that are on that first page, that's how they're generating all the work. The problem is that they're not doing any better work than you are, Mr. Green. It's the simple fact that, you know, they're first options on Google, and that's where you would be. The pricing that we handle is actually quite affordable. People always assume because it's the first page of Google that it's, you know, quite up there, and it's, you know, all, you know, quite contrary. It's $2.99 a month. That's all you would pay, $2.99 a month. And there's no contract attached to this, Chuck. Okay? It's month-to-month service. Okay? What does that mean? It means that it doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how many phone calls are being generated, how many leads are coming in. You will never pay anything above $2.99 monthly. Okay? And that's a flat rate. Okay? The only thing that you do pay the first month is what we call a programming charge. And that's for all clients that put their companies on Google's first page. They pay $99. But you only pay those $99 the first month. Every other month, the flat rate is $2.99. You do have the right, Chuck, to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not 100% satisfied. But then again, I mean, if we're being frank with one another, I mean, this is Google in the first page, right? I don't think, based on the results that you would get, that you would want to cancel. But if you did, for whatever reason, you have that option because this is not a contract, okay? Now, like I said, there's a few things that has to be fixed on your account to get you right back up there and get you under all the correct keywords. So when you say remodeling, what exactly are you doing, Mr. Green, if you don't mind me asking?
I do anything on houses.
Okay, when you say anything, are we talking like handyman type of thing, or what are we saying when you say anything?
Well, I don't like the term handyman for myself because I hold myself to a very high standard. That's why I have dedicated clients. And so I got, you know, your flooring, your doors, your windows, interior, exterior, deck builds, full bath remodels, kitchen remodels, plumbing, electrical, drywall, finishing. The people ask me this all the time. I tell them that I don't lay carpet and
okay.
I don't mess with HVAC.
No carpet.
So,
can we put that on here? Okay.
But, I'm a dealer for a shower wall company. So that's where I want to be at.
So let me ask you, is that where you want to be, you know, get more work in that dealer role there?
Yeah. So,
I'm
a dealer for Bath Envy Products.
Okay.
In about a 100-mile radius around Nashville, Tennessee. And if I don't move products, then they'll let somebody else send me in on my spot. And I'd like to keep a hold of that.
Completely understood. I agree 100%. Okay. Perfect. That's what I wanted. Okay. So, okay. Let me make a note of that here. Give me 1 second. So we know exactly what we're targeting here. So, okay.
Acrylic showers.
Acrylic showers, okay. And acrylic walls, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much in my opinion, and I think I'm right. It's the number one remodel thing that's going on in houses across the United States right now.
That is correct. Number one. You're absolutely correct. That is happening quite a bit. All right. So I have an idea of where we're promoting you. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then here's the other question that's important. Chuck, you said that you're willing to do, about, 100 miles all around. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, we could, that pushes me because I sit the just at 30 miles dead east of Nashville.
Okay, so you're not out of Lebanon?
Yes, that is Lebanon.
Okay, perfect.
Yes,
okay.
That's Lebanon, Tennessee. So I'm just, you know, actually like 27 miles from downtown Nashville.
From Nashville, okay. So if we put you on a 50-mile radius, then that will cover all of this, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Now, Chuck, what days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you are open for business?
Let's stop this little spot that's open right now for a second. Is this actually what I'd be, am I purchasing a spot that's going to be my spot on that map when pulls up the first five? Is that what I am purchasing?
Yeah, so what you're getting now is for us to keep you on that first page of Google, right? So as long as you pay that $299 monthly, your position on Google is always going to stay on that first page. So it's not like, you know, John Doe or Harry or Larry can come over and say, hey, man, I'll give you $500 and you can move Chuck out of that first place placement. It does not work that way, right? As long as you continue to pay that $299 monthly, that is correct. You would stay on that first page.
Okay, and the first page includes probably about 12 to 15 names.
That's, yeah, about 8 to 10. You're correct, yeah. But here's the reality, and I'm just going to shoot you straight, Chuck. When you're part of that first page, the pie is big enough to go around, brother, right? And I'm not just saying that to say that. I mean, I see it all the time, right? I mean, I see some a little bit more profitable than others, right? I mean, because in the same token, your work is going to do a lot of the talking, Chuck, right? The way that, you know, you do your jobs, I mean, the same people that you're going to get from Google are the same ones that are going to be recommending you back to back if your job speaks for itself. And that's just reality, right? I mean, you can't expect to have a continuous flow of traffic and returning clients if the work that you're doing is not up to par, right? So, you know, if your work is quality work, I can tell you this much, you'll do very well on Google. Because you'll generate your own clientele base, right? Like I said, you know, everyone that's on the first page, everybody stays busy. Like I said, some more than others, because I cannot tell a client, hey, you have to choose Revelation Remodel, right, for your acrylic showers. I can't do that, you know? But I can tell you that, you know, being on there, that $299 is going to pay for itself very quick. You know, with one job that we give you, that's going to pay for that that first page placement, and then everything else that you get, that's all going to be profit for you, right? But as long as you continue to pay that, you know, you're going to continue to come up as one of those top recommended options on that first page. And obviously, the only way that you will continue to pay this if you're getting work, and we understand that. Right, we know that the only way of keeping our clients as long-term customers is by making sure that they're staying busy. I mean, I also don't want to come here, Mr. Green, and make it seem like you're going to become a millionaire just because you're on Google. That's not the case either, right?
That's what I'm looking for.
Right, But we can definitely make sure that phone keeps ringing, you know, and make sure that we keep you busy.
Okay.
Okay, so.
What's the deadness? Is the only term I know to use. What's the deadness of my website since it's been in existence for like, I don't know, 8 months, maybe 8 or 9 months?
Yeah, well, looking at the website, Chuck, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was just, I'm sorry. Why is it just always sitting on, you know, page 5 or page 6 all the time?
Because you're not paying anyone to get that promotion out there for you, right? So what you can do, this could take a year, 2 years, you know, you can do this organically, right? So in reality is that if you said, you know what, screw all these companies, I don't want to pay nobody, I'm going to get on Google and get up on that first page myself, you could do that. But that's going to take you maybe anywhere from 12 to 24 months where you have to continue to get good reviews. You have to continue to promote your own page on Google. So business owners have so much more on their hands than to, you know, sit on a computer for 4 or 5 hours a day making sure that they're growing organically on Google. They prefer to pay a few $100 and say, hey, man, you make sure that I get customers. I don't mind paying you this. So that's the difference. That's why your website is buried, brother, is because there's no traction. Nobody is saying, hey, here's Revelation Remodel. This is a guy that can do your work. Why? Because nobody knows about Revelation Remodel because you're not coming up as one of those options. And I don't mean to sound mean about it. I'm just being very blunt with you.
I know. That's the truth, man. That's the truth.
Yeah. But I can tell you that that's going to change as soon as we take, bring you on board. If we move forward with you, it's going to be a 360. And you're going to see it right away. I mean, it's completely different because now, you know, as one of those top recommended options, now people are going to see Revelation Remodel. They're going to see the work that you do. And then obviously once you start doing work for people, like I said, your work would speak for itself. Right, that's how companies grow on Google, because if they're doing good work, that word of mouth starts getting out pretty quick.
Yeah, that's where all my business comes from is word of mouth, and
right.
That's all you rely on. It can only stay there like 30-40% of the time, and not 80% of the time.
Right, and you know what? Word of mouth is the best thing you can have is word of mouth. I'm not going to tell you it's not. The only bad thing about word of mouth alone is that it can only get you so far, and then it's done, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where we come in, right, to keep that, that consistency flow of traffic coming in. So, you know, give it a shot, man. You don't have, you know, the good thing about Google is that there's no contract. You try it out a couple of months, and then based on the results, you make the determination whether you stay or not. But I can tell you that 99%, I think you're going to stick around based on results alone.
And you say the first month can be purchased at $99?
No. Don't miss.
That was the other thing.
You're trying to get me fired, Chuck. Don't do that.
No, that's all messed up on what you said.
Okay, yeah.
Because you told me two numbers, there's two different things.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
The monthly rate is never going to change. Every single month is $299, brother. The only thing that's different the first month is that programming fee, which our IT department, you know, they're pulling in all the programs to get everything started, get the ball rolling. So the first month you're looking at $398 because of that $99 setup charge. Every single month after that is a flat rate of $299. And like I said, there's no contract attached to this, so it's not like, you know, you're stuck. Obviously, all of our clients, they stay with us based on results. When something works, and this is one thing I am a very strong believer, is that when something works, there's no need for a contract to exist because the customers, they stay on their own. You know, clients, you know, if we're producing work, customers ain't going nowhere. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
So what's a good email address for you, Chuck? That's what I do need that.
My email is c.greenconstruction89@gmail.com.
Okay. Let's see here. I did a typo here. That's why. Okay, there it is. Now that's 629-295-0721. Is that a good number you said where the customers can reach you, or do you have a separate number, Chuck?
No, that's my only number.
Okay. And then what days and what times? I don't think you we went over that. What days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're open for business?
I can be open for business on at any hours. somebody wants to shoot a message at 10:30 at night because they're a late bird, well then I'll get their message and respond back to them in the morning when I wake up at 5:00.
Excellent. All right, man. That's actually pretty fair to say, because that's what people would do, right? If there are guys that are up late, they'll just shoot you a text or leave you a voicemail, and then you can always get back with it by the time that you're up and going. Okay. So now what days are you working though? Are we doing Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What are we doing here?
I am a solo guy.
Okay.
In all aspects of life. So
okay.
If I need to get my client taken care of by Monday, then I work Saturday and Sunday if need be.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
So.
All right. Sounds good. All right, and then I put you down for 50.
I need to ask you, because I'm interested. I'm very interested. I mean, I've been doing stuff. That's why I just got hooked with Angie's List in the last couple of days, which I'm still not. I've still got a stomach turning about that because I'm not crazy about them. But I have to do something to get myself moving. Word of mouth is not covering it all.
I agree with you 100%.
But to get with you, you require right at $400 a day, correct?
No, not a day, for the entire month.
Yeah, but today it's required, right, for the month.
For the month. I mean, this is what I'll do for you, Chuck, and I'll do this as a courtesy, because, I mean, I can tell that you're interested, and I know that you're not wasting my time, and I appreciate that, you know. And I only say that because sometimes, you know, you get people, just like in your field, I'm sure you get people that are just sitting there asking 1,000 questions, and at the end of the day, they're, you know, it's just like, okay. But anyhow, as a courtesy, what I could do is I can go ahead and waive that setup charge, which we normally don't do, you know, just so we can get you on that first page of Google so you can, you know, start the services and get that website up there as well. So I would allow you to go ahead and start with us at $299. Again, we normally don't do that, but because I can see the interest behind of what you're saying, I'll go ahead and do that for you. And we'll get you started today.
Okay, well, I appreciate that offer. My scenario is right now I've sat around for 3 weeks because my word of mouth wasn't working, honestly.
Okay, well, let's change that up, so, man. I mean, we can definitely get that changed up.
Yeah, I need to change it up. And like I said, I wouldn't be... We would have hung up from each other quite a few minutes ago and stuff if I wasn't really interested in an after of what you're offering me, because what you're offering me is what I need. So here's my scenario.
Okay.
I can do $99 today, so that puts me, you know, on your record or whatever and stuff. And then I could do the $299, but it would have to be more like Thursday or Friday, as in just a couple days, a couple 3 days. That's where I sit, brother. I've literally got less than $250 to my name. So
oof, that's gonna be okay. Let me see what I can do here for you, brother. Bear with me one second.
But I'm more
second.
Than willing to. You know,
yeah, I know. I know. Give me one second. Bear with me here, and let me see what I can do. Hold on one second. Yes, it's not. I gotta let me ask one of our directors. It's not something normally that we're allowed to do because of the Google guidelines that we have to follow. Because, and I'm just gonna be transparent with you, Chuck, because you've been very straightforward with me, and I sincerely appreciate that. The services on that first page of Google are on the first come first serve, right? So we have to open up that opportunity for anyone. And the thing is that I know why you're trying to do it, and you understand that if we don't assign this to you, you know, the next person that does remodeling or so forth, if they take that position, then we close out that area, and then we can still put you on Google any other day. It just wouldn't be on the first page. But that at that point, it probably wouldn't even be worth it for you because you're not going to get the same traction if you're not on the first page. So
No. Bear
with me here. Exactly. Bear with me here. Yeah, bear with me one
wow.
second.
Understanding what you have available for me, and I don't want
yep.
to lose it.
Yep, stand by.
I'm telling options okay. of what I can do to keep a hold of it.
Right, right. Okay, hold on a second. I'm talking to one of our directors here.
Hey, I'm good on this end, brother. I appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Wow, appreciate you, brother. All right. My director, his name is Chris. He said he's checking here for me. He said, all right, bear with me one second. So give him a second and see what he comes back with to me. I mean,
okay.
Worst case scenario, I mean, you know, it would be a no. But I promise, Chuck, I'm trying, brother. I could tell you this much, man, and I'm not pulling your leg or trying to BS you at any level. It would definitely benefit you, man, more than what's going on right now with all this, you know, Angie's List, Home Advisor. Right? You know, I'm not one to tell you that, you know, talk bad about any other company, but okay, hold on, give me one sec. Hey, give me a second. He's checking for me. So, yeah, so like I said, it's one of those scenarios where, you know, Angie's List, Home Advisor, I mean, they're a third-party vendor. They just work a lot different, you know, to say the least. Okay.
Believe me, they were a last resort for me. They bugged me for 6 months.
Go. Okay, this is what Mr. Hernandez said that we can do for you, brother. We normally don't do this. He said we are able to bend that. And the lawyers that we can take in today to separate you, that spot. So that means that we would assign that first page to Revelation Remodel today at $199, Chuck. I mean, we're definitely going out of our way, but we're willing to do that for you. We will assign that first page placement over to Revelation Remodel to get you on that first page. You would pay the $199. And then you'll pay the remaining balance on Thursday.
Okay. Is it all right to move that Thursday just one day to Friday, just to be on the safe side? I have about $400 of little odd work to do tomorrow and Thursday, as long as nothing's changed on me. So
okay,
I'm okay.
I'll call you on Thursday. Hopefully, you have it by then. That way, we can get the ball rolling. But if it's not Thursday, that's fine. I will push it to Friday. But keep in mind that once I take that $199, you have to be 100% sure of this because I cannot reimburse that anymore. Okay, so I just want to make sure that either by Thursday or Friday you'll have the rest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
I will make sure of that.
All right, give me 1 second. Bear with me 1 second here. And are you taking any pictures of the work that you do, brother?
I try to remember. I'm not the greatest at it, but I got a handful of acrylic showers, shower pictures and stuff, deck builds and stuff. It's just something I got to improve on my end is taking pictures and getting them put into my site and stuff.
Okay. Now, you will talk to one of our IT guys. These are the guys that, you know, like I said, they do all the back end work, right? They put you on Google, they do the Facebook, they put you on Apple. I'm gonna set it up for Friday, you know, just in case you don't pay, you don't have it on Thursday. But it sounds like you more than likely will have the rest on Thursday. But just in case, I'll set up that interview with our IT guys on Friday, which will last about 30 minutes. What time on Friday would you say that you would have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
Where are you guys calling from? East Coast, West Coast?
No. We're in the West Coast, correct? Right here where Google's at in California.
Okay. I'm on Central Time. More towards the mid afternoon.
Mid afternoon. Okay.
You know, yeah, 3 o'clock. 3 is my time anyway. Central Time around in there would be about 1 o'clock. You guys' time.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me just double check that schedule. Okay. Okay. I have a 4 o'clock. Would that work for you? Your time?
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work fine.
Okay, hold on.
Ready.
All right. And then the card you said, Chuck, is it a company card or is it a personal one?
Well, it's my personal card.
Okay. And does it say Chuck Green, or what does it exactly say? Because it has to match our system, or our system will not accept it. So what does it say exactly?
It's Charles E. Green.
Charles E. Green. Okay.
Let's keep our fingers crossed on that, because I'm literally just where I'm at right at this moment.
Okay, Charles E. Green, perfect. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, brother?
That's a Visa.
Visa, okay. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, all Visas start with a number 4. Chuck, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, it's 4765-1620-6273-7619.
Expiration date?
0327.
Okay. And then the security code, which would be the last 3 behind the card?
006.
006. Okay. Stand by here with me 1 second. Oh, I'm missing one thing. Okay. I was like, why is it not accepting it? What is the billing address, brother?
The billing address for this is 1916 Haley Mills Road, and that's spelled H-A-Y-L-E-E, 2 words, Mills.
Okay, you said H-E-Y?
No, H-A-Y-L-E-E.
Okay, here it comes up. Zip code is 37087.
Yes, it is.
All righty. Bear with me 1 second. All right. I need to create a security password for the account as well, brother. That's just in case you ever call us or we call you, we have to make sure that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's 3 security questions. You can choose whichever one you prefer. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
Mother's maiden name is fine.
Okay, and what is that?
That is Combs. C-O-M-B-S. Combs.
Perfect. Combs. Okay. All righty. Bear with me here 1 second. All right. So I will call you on Thursday or Friday. I got to just do a few notes here. I'm almost done. Let me get this processed. Okay, bear with me here. What does that E stand for, Chuck, if you don't mind me asking?
That's Edward.
Edward, that's what... I was going to take a wild guess at that one. I would have had it right. Okay.
Yeah, that would have been a good guess, but only my mom and dad are allowed to use that name.
Okay, no, I would never call you that, Chuck. Don't worry, man.
I didn't think so.
All right. All right, so the payment went through, Chuck, for the $199. I'll call you Thursday. If you don't have it Thursday, I'll call you Friday. The balance will be $199, same amount. Keep in mind that you're going to start getting emails, you're going to start getting text messages because they're generated through our system. I'm going to ask you to please disregard those until we speak on Friday and I complete, you know, the payment completely. Okay? So, okay. You know, you're going to get invoices saying welcome to the company. They're going to show you their invoice for $199. I don't want you to get confused, so please disregard those text messages, those emails. On Thursday evening or Friday morning when we complete the remaining balance, I'll go over all that information with you just so we're on the same page. Okay. Again, Chuck, let me be the first one to say, well, I don't want to officially say welcome to the family, but I can say that because I trust that this is going to be completed Thursday or Friday. You're not just going to throw away $200. I'll tell you that much. So, I will touch bases with you Thursday, afternoon. Like I said, if you don't have the funds available by Thursday, then I'll give you a call Friday morning and we'll complete it. Again, brother, I tell you this very sincerely. I think that you're going to see a big difference and you're going to like the services on the first page of Google. Especially, you know, what you're looking for is what we have to offer. And at the end of the day, what matters, you know, are results, Mr. Green, and that's something that we can deliver on. So, Google usually, you know, for the most part, always does right by people, and I don't see why it wouldn't work for you as well. So, again, Chuck, we are all set here. Again, I will give you a call Thursday. We'll get that other $199 process. And, again, welcome to the family, brother. We'll talk on Thursday.
All right. Thank you much, brother. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. No, you got it, man. I did send over my my number here. I'll send it again. My name is Mario, M-A-R-I-O. I'm the only Mario that's a supervisor here. So feel free, if you ever have any questions, concerns, make sure you shoot me a call. We'll definitely, I'll be more than happy to walk you through anything. But again, we'll touch bases then and get the final payment and everything processed. We'll talk then, Chuck. Again, it was a pleasure speaking with you, brother. And like I said, man, you know, welcome on board.
Thank you. Thank you much. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay. You got it now. Bye-bye now.
See you, bro.